Tourism. State Department for Tourism Principal Secretary John Ololtuor has urged counties to partner with investors to unlock the tourism potential of the country. P.S. Ololtuor, while on a visit to Kwale, stated that the devolved governments should support and work with relevant stakeholders and foster a partnership that would lead to sustainable development in the tourism sector. Ololtuor, while on a visit to the Tiwi Map of Africa tourism site, noted that the counties need to play an active role in fostering partnerships that leads to sustainable tourism development for posterity. The Tiwi Map of Africa pool is located on the south coast and is referred to as the miracle of nature due to its uncanny resemblance with the map of Africa. The pool is a miracle of nature carved by the sea and the wind out of the coral reefs, and tourists visit the pool for therapy while locals see it as a sacred shrine. Ololtuor termed the Tiwi Beach a hidden gem and a sight to behold that is home to a pool shaped like the African continent, which is visible in low tides when one can clearly see the African map. Tourism PS John Ololtuor admires curios displayed on the white sandy beaches in Kwale. He says the Ministry of Tourism has embarked on beach access roads and street lighting projects in a bid to attract tourists to the sites and create an enabling environment for tourism to thrive. Kwale hosts Diani and Tiwi beaches lined with white sand and tall palm trees and attracts hundreds of domestic and foreign of tourists every year. Diani Beach is the preferred holiday destination for many tourists, and each year it receives a record number of holidaymakers arriving to savor its beautiful sandy beaches and tropical ambience. He says Diani Beach is considered to be one of the most beautiful beaches in Africa and has been awarded the best beach destination in Africa for 7 years in a row by the World Travel Awards. Diani Beach has now evolved into a much sought-after tourism destination in Kenya, and we are proud of that, said Ololtuor. Ololtuor has called on the coastal counties of Kwale, Mombasa, Kilifi and Lamu to create an enabling environment for the tourism sector to thrive and deepen the experience of intrepid travelers. The counties need to preserve and showcase tourist attraction sites to enhance the travel and tourism industry and bring in foreign and local investors into the sector and let loose the huge potentials of the tourism industry, he said. The tourism PS urged the devolved governments to continue to prioritize tourism products to enhance their revenues. As the State Department of Tourism, we are determined to work closely with these counties to help them position their sites as sought-after tourist destinations, he said. A general scenic view of the Tiwi Map of Africa, which is a miracle of nature carved by the sea and the wind out of the coral reefs, and tourists visit the pool for therapy while locals see it as a sacred shrine. The PS, who was accompanied by Kwale County Commissioner Stephen Arinde and Kwale County Tourism Executive Michael Matua, said beautiful beaches are great resources for coastal tourism development as they attract a large number of domestic and international tourists. Ololtuor says the Ministry of Tourism has embarked on beach access roads for ease of connectivity and solar street lighting projects in a bid to attract tourists to the sites and create an enabling environment for tourism to thrive. He says the solar lighting project creates safer and more attractive beachfronts after sunset for the residents and the many tourists who visit each year. Ololtuor stated that Kwale is a great destination for beach, safari, culture and nature lovers that beckons tourists, but urged the county government to focus on developing new destinations to enrich the tourism landscape. Tourism executive Matua noted that the coastal county under the leadership of Governor Fatuma Akani is determined to invest in tourism as a viable industry that can stimulate the local economy. Matua says the county is out to identify, assess and harness tourist potentials in the region to enable it to attract the expected traffic and boost the tourism sector. He says the devolved government is out to harness and enhance Kwale's diverse tourism potential for sustainable development. Matua welcomed the efforts by the national government to reinvigorate the tourism sector in Kwale and beyond. Tourism PS John Ololtuor greets a foreign tourist while on a visit to the white sandy beaches in Kwale.